You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hi-ho, welcome to Nerd Overload, your favorite pop and geek culture show where everything is great and I haven't tried this intro like 50 million times. I'm Kermit.
I'm Josh.
I'm Samantha.
I'm Gonzo.
Yeah! Hey, we have a great show for you this week. Thank you all for tuning in. We have a bunch of news to go over, but first, let's talk about a few things we've been checking out.
Also, I'm not actually Gonzo. It's Cody.
I am actually Kermit, though. If you think about it. Just think about it for a minute.
Yeah. You're definitely the Kermit.
I'm kind of the Kermit of the show. Yeah.
I mean, you do have that frilled green thing around your neck.
You know, I try not to draw attention to it.
Yeah, I wasn't going to ask.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a new fashion statement. Okay, real talk. Is Kermit like part, the venom spitter dinosaur from Jurassic Park?
Dilophosaurus?
Yeah, like if Wayne Knight was like all of a sudden, if he was like the guest.
Stealing his Barbasol?
Well, no, like, yes, that's it. That's it. But no, like if Wayne Knight guest starred on
Muppets Tonight,
would Kermit flare up his frill and spit hot venom in his face?
Oh, man.
The answer is yes.
Yeah. Are we sure Wayne Knight wasn't actually on Muppets Tonight?
He might have been on Muppets Tonight.
But also, real talk, what if Kermit's not really a frog and actually an Australian frilled lizard?
You know, I would
yeah.
believe it. Because
yeah.
he doesn't much look like a frog, to be
not
completely
really.
Honest.
Yeah.
I mean, why does he have that thing? Is it like
he's
kind of
very fancy.
Okay,
so
it's
fancy
like,
frog boy.
So it's like the puppet like equivalent to a Shakespeare collar.
Why does Fozzie wear a bow tie? Because it's cool.
No, because he's a terrible comedian.
Well, that too.
He tries so hard.
He tries. He tries, man.
Fozzie's my favorite Muppet.
We can all agree that the Electric Mayhem is pretty rad, though. Right?
Oh yeah,
oh, definitely.
Yeah, they're pretty great.
I mean, Dr. Teeth.
They should tour. I would go see the Electric Mayhem.
I would too.
I'd stay up for that.
Right. So anyway, yeah, we have some things that we're going to be checking out because we're doing a show, as it turns out.
When we're done talking about the Muppets.
Surprise, we're doing a show.
Hey, surprise people, we like Muppets.
Yeah. So you know what? I actually have a couple things I checked out this week, and I'm going to get the boring one out of the
only
way.
Only if it's Muppet related.
Only if it's, well, then I have significantly less, but more than you'd think. No, I'm going to get the boring one right out of the way right off the bat because I'm not going to talk about it for too long. One of the things I've been checking out has been Nerd Overload. If you've been kind of following us the last couple of weeks, especially our Facebook page, and I think we mentioned it on the show, we've been having some trouble with our hosting. It's been a problem, and some things popped up that we didn't realize that was going on. Essentially, all of our old back episodes were being deleted off after about 30 weeks. So no one would
surprise.
Be able to... Surprise! We didn't know. No one knew. So we kind of all got together and made the decision that we're going to switch over to a new host. It's been a real process going through and re-uploading every single episode. Right now, this is episode 170. Like, there are 170 episodes
Dang.
Of the show. So it's kind of been a little arduous, but it's also given me the opportunity to go back and listen to some of those old episodes. Boy, oh boy, have we come far from those beginning episodes. Yeah, did you know that our first episode was in 2012?
Yikes.
Wow.
Yeah.
We talked about the Hunger Games.
We talked about the Hunger Games. That's right. Yeah. Another fun fact. There are only 34 episodes pre-WZMO.
So we've really kicked up the production once we were on WZMO.
Yeah, we've really kind of kicked it into gear.
I mean, we were really bad about it. We were like maybe once a month.
if that. We would go like 3 months at a time there for a while. But no, it's been really kind of fun to go back and listen to, all of us.
Tripping over ourselves
and
being really awkward.
Not really knowing what we're doing.
More awkward than normal.
But here's the thing. When we got onto WZMO, I always kind of thought, okay, that's when the structure happened. That's when the check-it-outs happened. That's when the news happened, all that stuff. That stuff's been there from the beginning, guys. We've been doing – in fact, we were calling them check-it-outs from, like, episode 10 on. So, like, it's been around. We've been doing it. We've just gotten a little sharper, I guess. But anyway – I'm still going through. I'm still uploading. I actually have the two newest episodes and episodes 1 through 100 up. So I still have about 65, 68 episodes left to go to get those online. And probably by the end of the weekend, I'll have them up.
I have something Nerd Overload related real quick.
Go for it. Do it.
Since it is now officially December,
mm-hmm.
I went back to look at that old Christmas game I made last year.
Yeah.
I played it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than I remember it being.
Good.
It's a fun time. It's actually also doubled in downloads since we've gotten closer to Christmas.
Really? So, oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, if you want to play a Nerd Overload themed, like, kind of love letter to Super Mario 1.
Featuring the worst mistake we've ever done on the show.
The best mistake? Just
says, go back to Christmas last year. It's going to be up this weekend.
Enjoy.
It's one way of putting it.
But I'm going to throw up a link to that on the site.
Do it.
And,
why not?
On the Facebook page. You check out a little platformer starring all of us.
Yeah.
Is this the one where I jump better?
No, you're faster.
Oh, okay.
You're faster than everyone else. Actually, jump the worst.
Yeah, you're faster. You have the flutter jump. Samantha floats, and I am just average.
But the levels are designed around your character since it's the average one.
Well, there
so
we go.
It's probably the easiest.
Okay, so I'm also so not only am I average, I'm also easy mode. Thanks,
well,
pal.
Not easy mode.
I'm joking. Anyway, yeah. They should all be up on iTunes. They are going to be up on the website. All the links on the website are pretty much busted right now. But once they're uploaded and ready to go, then I can go back to the website and fix everything. So it's a process. I'll get to it. It's going to be done before you know it. Everything will be working again. Let's see, one of the other things I checked out. Well, yeah, I don't know how much we're going to talk about it this week. I think we might save it for probably next week or the week after. Josh and I checked out Justice League.
Give us just like a brief, like, kind of like what we did with Thor.
Okay.
Before you guys saw Thor.
I'll tell you what. I'll compliment Sandwich. I'm going to say something good. Then I'm going to say something bad. And then I'm going to say something good. Something good. Wonder Woman was a shining beacon in this film. I think she was probably the best part of this movie.
She is a shining beacon in our lives.
Yes, absolutely. Something bad. It is visually and tonally all over the place with fight scenes that are incomprehensible and a plot that is paper thin. Something good. The Flash says Speed Force. That's kind of neat.
Wow. So this compliment sandwich has like the thinnest piece of bread on the bottom.
Yeah,
it's the end of the loaf.
Yeah. Some what it is we took the butt of the bread and then sliced that in half to make like poor man sandwich.
Poor man's hot dog bun.
Pretty much. Yeah. So yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you gonna do compliment sandwich too?
Yeah. Why don't you do compliment sandwich? We're all hungry.
Oh man. This might turn into like a compliment salad on the floor.
The compliment Dagwood. Okay, something good.
I liked Aquaman.
Okay.
Though I felt like he didn't actually have...
just leave it
compliment
there.
Compliment sandwich. Good thing first.
No, it's not a bad thing.
Okay.
I don't think he actually had any lines written. I think it was just Jason Momoa talking.
That one speech was absolutely ad-libbed. I will die on this hill. I think that was 100% ad-libbed. And you know the one I'm talking about.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, something bad.
What they did to the Amazons and Wonder Woman's tone in the movie.
Yeah, terrible. Okay, something good.
Booyah.
Ah, okay, sure. All right.
Well, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, you're going to have to see it and find out.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it sure was a movie, but we'll get into that probably...
Probably next week.
It'll give you all a chance to watch it and give Samantha and Cody a chance to watch it, and so that we can all kind of
we can have
dig
a,
in.
A full buffet
a,
of
a buffet opinion. Of yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More it'd be more like, you know, Orion's.
Without a sneeze guard.
Yeah. We can throw them under the bus because they're not there anymore.
That's true. That's very true.
I still haven't eaten at the Ponderosa.
I haven't either.
I heard it's not good.
Well.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Last couple of quick hits, then I'll move on and stop talking. Okay, so you guys know I like Power Rangers, right?
No.
This is new.
This is new. This is new information. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I like.
Am I gonna have to hover my hand over the button?
Yeah. The
talking about Power Rangers.
Okay.
Button.
You know what? Give me 2 minutes. Okay. Give me 2 minutes before you flash the Power Ranger light. Okay. 2 minutes.
We do actually.
We do have a Power Rangers butt light, so that I will stop talking about Power Rangers. Anyway, Hyper RPG, which is an RPG company that does live Twitch streams and stuff for their new systems and everything. They have teamed up with Saban Brands to do an official Power Rangers live RPG show. It's a live play show on Twitch using one of their systems. It's set in the Power Rangers Time Force universe, set in the year 3016. You're getting close to that light. And I still have a minute and a half. But it's really interesting. The only problem is I like RPG podcasts where they kind of cut out like the time that it takes to actually roll the dice, because
I just want to hear the sound.
I want to hear the sound, but I don't want all the rule, you know, looking up rules and all like the dead space,
the boring bits.
Like if I were playing it live, I would love all that stuff. But to listen to a podcast, get to the meat. This show has like the full everything. Plus, the Yellow Ranger is being played by Paul Schreier, who is Bulk from the original Power Rangers, a.k.a. Farkas Bulkmeyer, and he has a sweet mustache, and it's great, and it's pretty good. It's all on YouTube and Twitch, and it's been 2 minutes.
Is the Farkas in his name a reference to A Christmas Story?
It might be.
Because that's the bully in that movie,
then
Scott
Farkas. Then it probably is, yeah.
Was it? Or Scott Farkas.
It's Farkas Bulkmeyer and Eugene Skullovich. We're Bulk and Skull.
Skullovich,
yeah. Okay, and last thing.
Oh, man.
You hear this? We have a food stunt, you guys.
Oh, no.
Food stunt.
We need a theme for that.
Yeah, we should.
Food stunt.
like a sweet guitar riff.
Yeah. Okay, so I was, before recording today, I was at our local Speedway, and something caught my eye. I'm a fan of both hot foods and Skittles, and apparently some genius has decided to make a hot, spicy Skittle called Sweet Heat Skittles. Now, I'm going to read you the flavors of Skittle off the back of this. We have Blazin' Mango, Fiery Watermelon, Sizzlin' Strawberry, Lemon Spark, and Flamin' Orange. I'm going to eat a couple of these.
They ran out of name ideas.
I'll
when
eat
they
them
got
too.
The
you want to try them too?
Give me one.
Does everyone want to try some of these Blazin' Skittles? Okay, so we got.
I'm feeling brave.
Okay. Here's a bunch on the table.
Oh man, you know what makes me sad is those look a lot like the really, really tasty tropical ones.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, got to get one of these lemon ones because those are going to be the worst.
Oh, they're probably more than likely.
What is this one? What is the one?
I think that is a Sizzlin' Strawberry.
Okay.
So spicy strawberry.
What a combination.
Yeah, I know, right? All right. So I have a Blazin' Mango. So.
I think I do too.
Okay. Are you guys ready?
Which one's the mango one?
The orange one. Okay. It's a great radio. All right, you ready?
All right.
Ready for some mouth sounds, you guys? There we go. Uh-oh. One, two. Mine just tastes like menthol.
Yeah, it just tastes kind of minty.
Yeah. I don't like this at all. Oh, there's a space.
Mine's just throw. Oh, there. Yep, there it is.
Yeah.
That's weird.
This is weird. I don't like it.
Nah. That did nothing
for me.
There
it is.
Yeah. Ugh.
No. This lemon one. This is going to be the fun one.
I'm going to do a lemon one, too. You ready?
It's just a Skittle with a weird burn at the end.
Yeah.
It doesn't really do anything for me. The strawberry flavor was really good.
Oh. Lemon doesn't have any spice. It's just lemon.
Oh, it'll get there.
Mm.
There's like a really weird delay on the spicy part.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
I feel like to really do it, you got to put a lot of them in your mouth.
Yeah, okay, here it goes.
Idiot time. Here we go.
Here we go.
We should be recording this video.
This is gross. Not like because it's spicy and sweet together.
It's a mouthful of Skittles.
It just doesn't taste good. They're not good flavors.
My mouth's still burning a little bit.
Yeah, I still got the little bit.
But it's not painful. No. It feels warm.
It's just, yeah, it's like a weird, like, chemically feeling burn. It doesn't feel like a regular, like, hot sauce burn.
Yeah.
These Skittles suck.
They're not good. Not good Skittles.
They do not get.
And they're not even hot enough to be fun.
No. That's the worst problem. I like, if these were like weird stunt Skittles, like burn you up Skittles, that'd be one thing.
Yeah. They're not like Jelly Belly Bean Boozled of Skittles.
Oh my God, those are the
just
worst.
Just wreck your
palate.
Your day. We should eat those.
Oh,
that'd be good.
Oh man, that's the dirt one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could hope for the dirt one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meh.
Okay, anyway.
No seal of approval on that.
No, nothing. No. Nothing like that. Okay, someone else go while I finish up this mouthful of Skittles.
Let's see here. I don't know if I talked about it or not. I watched Valerian.
Oh, no, you didn't. I was curious about that.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's visually really interesting. Like, they, like, really went all out on the whole, like, melding of alien cultures, like, kind of thing. Some of the plot's kind of meh. I guess it, I mean, to be fair, Fifth Element probably sits like that sometimes, but I love that movie so much, and I've got such nostalgia for it, I just kind of look past it.
Yeah, I love Fifth Element so much, I'm willing to look past. It's like top, it's,
yeah,
if not top, it's top five for me,
Fifth
Element. And this is same guy, Luc Besson. Yep. Although this has, this isn't an original story by him.
No, it's based on a graphic novel.
It's based on a graphic novel, yeah.
Called Valerian and Lorelei?
City of a Thousand Worlds or something like that?
Yeah. Well, that's what the place is called. But yeah, the graphic novel itself is called, like, Valerian and Lorelei or something like that. Hmm. I don't know, it was an interesting movie. Kind of a action sci-fi romp through a giant space station. Hmm. Well, most of it's through the space station. Mm-hmm. The City of a Thousand Planets.
Sounds fun.
No, it's a good movie. I definitely recommend it. It's not, I don't feel weight, I don't feel gypped or anything. It's a good movie.
It's good.
So it's better than Lucy.
I never saw Lucy.
You never saw Lucy?
No.
It was all right.
It had its moments.
It was pretty dumb, but fun.
If you turned off your brain.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because it's like the opposite of what it's supposed to be. How's Clara Delevy in Valerian? That is the girl who was the enchantress.
She was actually pretty good.
Oh, good.
She her character had a lot of like emotion.
Oh, good. That's something that she didn't really have in Suicide Squad.
Well, I mean, I think
consider the source. I know.
Yeah. Well, if I was in that movie, I'd probably be sad too.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
That's why Will Smith didn't do a song about it.
They wouldn't let him.
Yeah, I was making a joke.
Because they have no idea what is cool. If Suicide Squad had a goofy Will Smith rap to go
with it.
I would be down for it. Exactly.
100%.
Mm-hmm. But DC said, no, we're not about fun.
Yeah, no, they know what they think is cool, and that's forehead tattoos.
Yeah.
Did you hear there's going to be multiple Joker movies all set outside of DCEU continuity? Including one that is done by Martin Scorsese about old Joker that has nothing to do with anything else.
I mean, that sounds all right, but why spend all this time building this universe and then make movies outside of it?
There is a Martin Scorsese Joker origin movie. There is a Jared Leto Joker origin movie and a Harley Quinn and the Joker movie that deals with the origins of Harley Quinn and the Joker that have nothing to do with each other and have nothing to do with any of the other DC movies.
Wow.
Anyway.
Sounds like a massive waste of time.
And money.
Yeah.
DC Films, Warner Brother.
I mean, I'd like to see a director as big as Scorsese do a comic book movie.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds fun and interesting, but the rest of it.
Yeah.
Well, if you get Scorsese, just think, he works almost exclusively with Leonardo DiCaprio at this point. Can you imagine a Leonardo DiCaprio old Joker?
I still want...
Or at least a detective going... A DiCaprio old detective going after old Joker, kinda.
I still wanted a William Dafoe, like, Arkham Joker.
That would be pretty great.
Just get Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
Or do that.
At this point. Why not?
Paint him up. He's the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he gets pretty animated when he plays the Trickster on Flash.
When he voices the Joker.
Oh, I know. He doesn't sit down.
He turns into a different person.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, you inspired me, actually, with the one episode I wasn't on, to go back and look up Star vs. the Forces of Evil episodes. I didn't realize how far behind I was.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of them.
I am now completely caught up.
Oh.
That was my whole day yesterday.
Nice.
I am now completely caught up on everything that was on season 3.
Wow. You're further than I am.
Yep. It helps because I have a cable subscription and I use the Disney app.
Yeah.
It gives me access to everything.
I think the orange ones are the worst of these.
Yeah. They're pretty bad.
I can't stop eating them because I don't like wasting food. But just to let you know, the orange ones are the worst.
Calling them food is probably giving them too much credit.
Yeah.
Like calling a DC superhero movie right now entertainment.
Oh, okay.
Savage.
Yeah,
that's it.
So what have we been checking out? We watched a movie called Landline with Jenny Slate. Yeah, I forgot her. I blanked on her name completely.
Okay.
So is it about getting out of the Matrix?
What? Oh, no.
I haven't seen the Matrix.
Yeah, that's what? True. She has not seen The Matrix or any of its related films.
You don't need to see
You don't
those.
Need them.
That's all you keep hearing.
You just need the first one.
Yeah. And parts of the third one.
And maybe the Animatrix.
Yeah, well, yeah. Animatrix.
Parts of the Animatrix.
Yeah.
But Landline was a pretty good... Was it a rom-com? I don't know.
Kind of independent rom-com.
Yeah.
Like Amazon produced.
Yeah. Jenny Slate's hilarious because she's hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who she is.
Comedian?
Yeah.
Got kicked off of SNL because
she... saying a swear.
Like on her first sketch.
She did a swear and that was it.
She's in a lot of TV shows as like side characters. Mm-hmm.
She voiced...
Marcel the Shell when she was on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she was... what was it? That episode of Parks and Rec where Aziz Ansari had a girlfriend or something like that.
Yeah.
She was super like... Yeah. Yeah.
Jean Ralphio's...
Yeah, John Ralphio's sister.
John Ralphio's sister. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's on Maria Bamford's show. Mm.
Anyway, how is Landline? What's the elevator pitch?
Set in the '90s.
Yeah.
Okay.
When people actually had landlines.
Yeah, and it's about it's about infidelity, kind of like it's two sisters. Jenny Slate's one of them, and then I don't know who the girl who plays the other one is. They discover that their dad is cheating on their mom. Mm. And they kind of spend time trying to figure out who it is and what's going on. And that's pretty much the whole movie.
Uh-huh. Okay, cool.
But, it was good. I don't know why we watched it. It was just there. It's really not my normal...
Yeah, it's worth your time.
Yeah.
If you're in the mood for something like that.
Yeah, it was nice to watch something different, I guess.
You know, after all those Halloween movies you
watched. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this is the polar opposite of that.
Yeah, winner.
It's polar. Funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's genuinely funny, I think.
Seal of approval.
We're just going to have a button now.
Yeah.
It's a button.
Next to the Power Ranger light. Mm-hmm.
No, because you might accidentally hit it. And then, we'll get like Pavlov's dog over here and we just stop talking because we thought you were talking too much about Power Rangers.
To be fair, I'm always talking too much about Power Rangers.
No, it's okay. No.
I admit my faults. I love too much. And I love Power Rangers just too much. That's it.
Also, Jenny Slate's great on Drunk History.
She is.
Oh, she might be one of my favorites.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love Drunk History.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel bad, though, when they get, like, when they're really, really...
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it starts
corn
getting
juice?
Sad.
Yeah.
What is...
Corn juice?
Corn juice.
What is it? Time after time?
Yeah. Have we checked anything else out this week? Oh, Horizon Zero Dawn. I got it cheap on Black Friday.
Oh, cool.
It's one of the games I've been meaning to check out, but it just kind of fell off my radar because...
So many games, guys.
Yeah.
So many games.
But also Zelda came out the same day
as
it did. And it's kind of like a similar
experience. This is
experience.
The one with the post-apocalyptic robot...
With the robot dogs.
Robot dogs, yeah.
Well, more than dogs.
Robot beasts roaming the earth.
It's fantastic, though. It's a great game.
So, what does she eat?
There's regular animals.
Oh, okay.
Along with the robot animals. You have to hunt regular animals quite a bit to get meat off of them for crafting things. There's a lot of crafting going on.
Hmm.
Like Far Cry level of stuff?
I've never played Far Cry.
Oh, well.
But every enemy you fight is going to drop crap that you collect to expand your... inventory or build new items or craft health potions or all kinds of stuff like that. So it's sort of like Zelda with a plot, like with more of a plot.
Okay.
I'll admit that Zelda's got probably a paper thin plot.
Oh yeah.
Well, wait till we get the Champions DLC. Yeah. That's probably going to be the plot.
What is there is great, but it's just not quite enough.
Yeah.
How I feel about Zelda.
Mm.
But this has plenty of plot, great performances. The voice acting is good. Ashley Birch is good.
I was
going to
say, that's Ashley Birch doing
that. As Aloy,
mm-hmm.
who's a cool character. I like her. Kind of has this, like, appropriating from Native American cultures thing going on that's not fantastic.
Mm.
Like there's some of the warriors are called Braves, and I'm like, are you guys really okay with that? Calling your white people Braves?
Not all white.
No, they're not all white. That's true. But still, it is kind of...
Feels kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so much that I got to put the game down, but yeah. Like it's in the back of your head while you're playing.
Gotcha.
I mean, it's basically like collapse of human civilization, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know exactly what's going on. I haven't gotten far enough, but there's definitely like this is after something bad happened to humanity.
Like a long time ago.
Yeah. There's a lot of ruins that look more like future buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you know how a lot of games, they have some kind of like special focus ability or like Batman has his detective vision in the Arkham games, but they don't really explain why he can do that or what that is. Yeah. She has that, but it's because she found a little chip in a ruins that attaches to the side of her head and lets her track like the robots and
gives her
these special abilities that actually narratively makes sense.
Oh, cool.
And it's cool.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Kind of reminds me in Far Cry Primal when, because it's set in like the Stone Age caveman days, you have like hunter's instinct or something and you can track animals and whatnot.
Yeah, it's probably exactly what that is, but it makes narrative sense instead of just saying, well, it's just a thing you can do.
Yeah. I love the Arkham games, but you pretty much play it the whole time in like blue skeleton mode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could go for another one of those about now.
We're not going to get it.
Yeah, no. we are. It's called Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the new
Spider-Man. It's basically going to be the new Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's Arkham, New York.
Yeah, basically.
I wish that they would give, was that Rocksteady, the company that does those?
Rocksteady did the original in Arkham City, and I think Arkham Knight.
The only one they didn't do was Origins.
Which was WD Montreal.
And is the worst one.
When are they going to give Bebop a chance
to make a game? Ninja Turtles.
That terrible joke.
Well, I was going to say, I wish they would give another superhero to them to make a game of.
That would be cool. That would be cool, too.
You know, like maybe Wonder Woman.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Who's never had a video game of her own.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre.
That is pretty bizarre.
I looked it up one day. I'm like, there's got to be at least like an Atari game from the 70s. Mm-hmm.
Nothing. And no. you would think at least with the TV series
that
she had that it would have been popular enough to give her something.
Wonder Woman!
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, let's go ahead and take a break here. And when we get back, we'll get into a little bit of news. We're back. That was I Am Santa Claus by Bob Rivers. So, yeah, it's December. Technically, so we're doing Christmas songs.
I had to push for it a little bit.
You had to push
a little
bit. You guys
have agreed.
We relented. That's right. Well, you sweetened the pot by mentioning Froggy Fresh. So in a couple weeks,
we'll get there. Look, I'm okay with Christmas songs as long as they're weird and different. So expect to hear weird and different Christmas songs on our show.
Totally agreed. Unfortunately, there is a Christmas character that will not be making a return. I'm not allowed to say his name on air.
We can't even say his name.
We are not to reference him.
He was
a bad decision last year.
That one character we did, Redacted.
Yeah. Redacted, yes. Yes. He went to go live on a farm somewhere.
Well, he went to, you know, the island. Because he goes to the island in the off year to relax and listen to Jimmy Buffett too.
Boy, this is really confusing for people who haven't listened to last year's episodes.
Don't do it.
But his plane crashed on the way back and he died.
Okay. All right. Yes. So we have news to talk about and not about the Christmas creep. Oh no. Okay. So anyway.
Don't say his name two more times or
he will come back. Yes. So, let's get into a little bit of news. First up, there's a little bit of Incredibles 2 news.
It was incredible.
Yeah. They released a short teaser trailer that even though it was short and not a whole lot happened, it was great.
Like, seriously, The Incredibles is one of my favorite Pixar movies of all time.
It probably is my favorite.
I haven't seen it in so long.
I still have a soft spot for Toy Story, although that first Toy Story movie's great. Boy, it doesn't look super
good.
No,
it does not age well.
The script didn't age that great either. It's very 90s.
It is very 90s.
Like, the humans look like...
More like toys than...
Oh, man, they're horrible looking. I mean, it was like a Jimmy Neutron episode.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, I don't mean to bash on. It's still a great movie, but it is very 90s now.
Yeah. Anyway, Incredibles 2. Yeah, the little teaser snippet, whatever.
Jack-Jack!
Yeah, Jack-Jack crawls out, lasers the logo into a 2, and then Mr. Incredible picks him up.
Because you have powers!
Yeah.
Which we knew that from the other movie.
Yeah.
But yay, Incredibles 2.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's great.
I was kind of hoping for maybe a time jump, maybe Jack-Jack being a little older.
Yeah, a time jump would have been cool, but it doesn't look like it's where it's going at all.
Yeah. Does it almost look like it's picking up, like, almost directly after the end of
like
the
directly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, that's fine, too, but I don't know. Time jump would have been cool.
That would have been cool.
You get to see the world accepting superheroes more after they save the day.
For all we know, there might be a slight time jump. It might pick up. This might be a bait and switch where the first 10, 15 minutes are set directly after the first one.
Yeah, kind of remind you what
happened. And then it kind of jumps from there.
I will say, that movie has, like, one of my favorite sequences of all time, like, when it comes to, like, characters, like, dialoguing back and forth.
Sure.
Is it Frozen?
Yes. And his wife.
And his wife.
This is the best part.
Super
suit. It's for the greater good. I'm the greatest good you're ever going to get. Man.
Like, I hope they drop the superheroes have to be secret, like, side story.
I'm sure that's probably going to be a major plot point of this one. Yeah, especially because superhero movies are so popular now, they're going to be champing at the bit. Did you know that, technically? Champing at the bit.
Yep. Horse terms.
Chain chomping at the
chain
bit.
Chain chomping at the bit, yeah.
Bark, bark, bark.
Yeah. No, they're going to be champing at the bit to get more superheroes into the film.
Yeah.
And the only way they're going to do that is for the in movie universe to lift the ban on superheroes.
And plus, the end of the movie, the Underminer literally just comes
just
out the ground.
Just pops up. Yeah, like... so... Yeah.
No capes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this means more Edna Mode, doesn't it?
More likely. That's pretty great. Yeah, I'm into it. That's fine. Let's keep talking about superhero stuff.
Why not?
For a bit.
That's almost everything we've got.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there was a trailer for a Batman Ninja, like...
Anime.
It's like a 3D-ish anime, kind of
like a CG anime.
Yeah,
well, sort of. It looked like a kind of a cross between like a marriage of traditional and CG.
Very cel shaded.
Yeah. Well, it looks better than Kimono Friends.
Right. But
this is a great serval impression.
All right, but hey, this trailer looks really good, though.
It looks super rad. Like
Gotham in a feudal Japan, steampunky.
Yeah, it looks like Batman gets sucked back in time and has to become a ninja to save the day.
Yeah.
Yet Alfred still looks like normal Alfred?
I don't know. So, yeah, something's going on.
Something's up. It looked like some of the characters were from present day. Some of them were not. I think maybe Alfred and Catwoman were definitely from present day. But that Robin was 100%
ninja
of the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Time period.
But all the designs are like spot on.
They're
rad
very
looking.
Good. They're very good. And I think, did we see Gorilla Grodd in there?
Yes.
I mean, the Joker's the big bad because he always is. But
yeah, Gorilla Grodd for like 2 seconds. I'm like,
yeah.
That Japanese voice acting of the Joker sounded really cool.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's all subbed.
At least as far as this goes.
This trailer.
I mean, I'm sure the DVD release will have a dubbed version as well.
Oh, I'm sure.
I wonder if they'll get, like, the usual actors, or will they go get anime voice actors?
Maybe.
Here's the thing with this. I've noted, like, native Japanese crazy people voices are always really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Uh-huh. And I was really enjoying, like, the Joker's, like, tone and, like, the melodicness of his voice.
Mm-hmm.
While being crazy. I mean,
it felt like the Joker. Like, even if I wasn't speaking English, like, you could tell, that's the Joker.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Who taught Mark Hamill how to speak Japanese? No, it didn't sound quite like Mark Hamill.
No.
But, like, it was comparable sounding.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was very good.
I'm definitely interested to see this weird kind of Elseworldy. Warner Brothers anime has been really tapping into that well of the Elseworld stuff.
Yeah.
Because they had the Gotham by Gaslight.
Mm-hmm.
Did that come out?
I'm not sure if it came out yet. I know it's coming out very soon.
I want to see that.
It's a good graphic novel.
Mm-hmm.
They did...
Anything's probably better than Batman and Harley Quinn movie was.
Yeah. It didn't look super great, did it?
Oh, man, what else?
I tried to watch Justice League versus Teen Titans the other night, and I got bored most of the way through.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't bad, but
just,
like...
It's just samey, kind of.
Yeah, the plot wasn't that great.
It was actually kind of funny. I got bored on YouTube the other night and watched all of the question clips from Justice League. And Justice League Unlimited.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Didn't we talk about how great the question was last
week?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. So we shouldn't
talk about
it.
He's my favorite.
Yeah, he's pretty great.
The Justice League, that whole era was so good.
Oh, yeah. They'll never top those cartoons.
No, never.
Although Young Justice does get close at points.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yes. I cannot wait for season 3.
Yeah.
Actually, and Justice League Action is an amazing show for different reasons.
It's pretty enjoyable.
It is good.
Sure.
It's like more Brave and the Bold than it is.
It's kind of like a 2. It's got its moments.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, that design for Wonder Woman is so good.
I just love her hair. I just love her hair all the time.
Yeah.
And I love that they'll pull weird characters out.
Like Space Cabbie?
Yeah, like Brave and the Bold did.
Yeah, Brave and the Bold kind of got really deep. Well,
it did get really deep.
Ambush Bug.
Yes.
One of my favorite characters that no one has ever heard of.
Didn't they bring in a... What was that White Rabbit character?
White Rabbit.
White Rabbit.
Did she just call White Rabbit? I can never remember.
Yeah, she was. She's a relatively
or March
new
Hare.
Character.
March Harriet.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a 66 character.
That is a
yeah.
Yeah. That is a 66 character. No, White Rabbit was a relatively recent character that was created. That was actually popular in the books at the time that the show was being made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway,
we really got
Batman. Batman. Batman Ninja looks very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm super stoked.
I'll watch it. Sure. More comic book stuff. Let's get this one out of the way.
This is a big one.
No, actually, this is the.
Oh,
I'm jumping.
Okay.
I'm
never
jumping
mind.
Down. This is not such a big one, but I could talk about it for a few minutes.
You had it on your coffee table.
I did, and I've read through it. DC is putting out a 12-issue maxi series called Doomsday Clock. For the last couple of years,
maxi series, is it super absorbent?
Yeah, it's incredibly absorbent. It's so absorbent it's sucking in properties from other comic books. No, the whole idea is for the last ever since the Watchmen movie. Watchmen, the comic, has always been fairly popular. It's an Alan Moore, Dave Gibbons joint. The whole idea was...
It won awards.
It won a bunch of awards, and it actually kind of screwed Alan Moore over quite a bit.
Yeah.
Have you ever hear about all that? The whole idea, he wrote it for DC with the idea that the characters would revert X amount of years after the comic was out of print. At the time, graphic novels were not a thing. But now, because graphic novels kind of came about because of Watchmen and
so
created
the
idea,
be out of
it is never out of print, so he will never gain full control over the characters.
They teach it in college classes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's a big deal.
It will never go out of print, and part of that is Warner and DC never allowing it to go out of print. Even if the comic industry completely dies out, there will always be print copies of Watchmen being printed. It's always going to happen. Anyway, DC has for years, especially since the movie and the popularity of the movie, has been trying to find ways to integrate the Watchmen characters, who have been their own standalone 12-issue, so had a beginning, middle, and end, their own thing.
Their own universe.
Yeah, into mainstream DC comics. And there have been a lot of fans, myself included, that have been just so adamantly against it. It's just every idea that they came up with was just so... wrong-headed and not good. I don't want Rorschach mixed in with my Batman because they're basically the same character.
Aren't they just basically analogs for other superheroes anyway, for the most part?
Yeah, Rorschach was the Question. Night Owl was the Blue Beetle. Dr. Manhattan was Captain Atom. The Comedian was Peacemaker. It was all Charlton Comics.
Yeah,
characters plus Silk. Silk Spectre.
Yeah.
Anyway. I've been very against the idea of them bringing this in, and DC's just going ahead and doing it anyway.
They've been pushing ever since Rebirth.
They didn't get permission from you.
They didn't get my permission, and that's the biggest crime. No, what's happened is Rebirth was a bad thing that DC did that like basically reset their entire universe.
I wouldn't say it was that bad. It was better than New 52.
Okay, yeah. New 52.
I read the first reboot Rebirth comic. It was pretty good.
Yeah, okay. I was wrong. New 52 is really bad. Rebirth is them trying to correct the problems that New 52 had. And the way they're explaining that is, at the end of Watchmen, Dr. Manhattan, the one character that had like all of the superpowers, just kind of makes an offhand comment, I'm going to leave this universe for a simpler one. You guys figure it out. I'm done. Well, they've decided that the simpler universe that Dr. Manhattan goes to is the DC universe, and he starts mucking around with the backstories of characters.
Well, they're saying he created the universe.
Created and is in the process of mucking around with backstories. Again, was very against this idea until I read the first issue. And you know what? It's not terrible.
Really?
It's not terrible.
Because you're fighting this tooth and nail.
Okay, because here's the thing. It is, for one thing, it is not a giant crossover event. Yeah. It is set a year in advance to any current storyline that's going on in the comics, which means there are no, like, you're not going to have to get by, like, the Batman issue 249 to get this little part of the story and Flash this whatever. It's 12 issues and it's done.
So, like Watchmen.
So, exactly like Watchmen. It is primarily set up in 9-grid panels.
Okay.
Like Watchmen.
Okay.
The first, I want to say, 4/5 of this issue takes place in the Watchmen universe years after the end of Watchmen, where they all kind of discover that the big cataclysmic event that was supposed to bring the world together that Ozymandias caused, everyone found out about it. That a guy actually did this, and he's now wanted as a huge, like...
And it's not Dr. Manhattan's fault.
Super terrorist, basically. Well, in the comics, it was a giant...
squid.
Space squid. Artificially created space squid. But that doesn't make sense. Yeah. That doesn't matter. Rorschach is in this. He was vaporized at the end of Watchmen.
By Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah. It's a different Rorschach.
Ah.
You don't know who it is, but he's different. The characters... They introduced two new characters in the book, and they are... Like the Charlton comic analogs for the original cast, these two are analogs for Punch and Julie, two really obscure old supervillains from the 1940s, back when DC was, they were National, I think they were? National.
Yes.
Yeah. So they're doing the same thing where they're revamping and slightly tweaking obscure old characters from the 1940s to make them fit into this new story. It does a pretty adequate job. It makes me want to read the rest of it. And then it gets to the part that's set in the DC universe, where you get a flashback of Clark Kent at his being taken to his high school prom by his parents and dropped off, and then his parents get in a car accident and they both die. And I'm reading this and going, that's not Superman's backstory. Well, it is now, because Dr. Manhattan has decided to start spinning everything around in the DC universe and deciding, maybe it's a little better if both Superman's parents died when he was 16 instead of just his dad.
And now also he refuses to drive cars.
Exactly. But it's not terrible. I'm going to pick up the next one. I don't know if I'm picking up the entire series. It's an issue-by-issue basis. But it's... If they have to do something that integrates the Watchmen universe into the main DC universe, they're going about it the right way. Mm. They're really watching it.
At least they're doing it interestingly.
Yeah, they're not just throwing a bunch of stuff at the wall and hoping for the best.
Mm.
Not like, it's not before Watchmen.
But after.
No, there was a bunch of miniseries done by different comics creators called Before Watchmen.
Oh.
Where they had like 4 or 5 issue mini arcs of like what the characters did in like the 70s and 80s. Giving backstory to characters that didn't need backstory. Everybody hated it. It's not this. This is actually good. Hmm. Or good enough to keep me interested.
Speaking of comics, have you guys been to the new Comic Town down there?
I haven't had a chance to. No, I need to.
It's pretty nice.
There's a Comic Town on 23?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Huh.
Near the laser tag.
Yeah.
Oh, off at Orange Point.
No, further than that.
It's down by, past the turnoff for Polaris before the 71-270
split.
It's
where Costume Vault used to be.
Yeah, that's it.
No.
There's a Taco Bell and a Wendy's, and if you go back there a little ways, there's an apartment complex in the back. There's a laser place. You can see from the road there's a dry cleaning place called, like, Gugon Draw Cleaners.
Oh, okay. Yeah, over there by Lazelle.
If you're going to the over Marcus, by Lazelle. Yeah. Okay. It's before the Marcus.
It's before Marcus.
Okay, so over by Lazelle. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
It was pretty nice, clean in there, lots of tables for if you want to play games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah.
Don't they kind of tease in this Watchmen thing that this new Rorschach is a person of color?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
He is, and one of the two villains that they break out of prison, the mime, is Latino. There, which is something that the original Watchmen, because of a product of its time, everyone were white people. Mm. Everyone in that comic was of any kind of significance. They were white people. So they're trying.
Hmm.
Okay, cool.
Let's get to our big comic
Let's get
book
to the big comic book
news.
News. Yeah.
They dropped a trailer for Avengers Infinity War.
That's right.
And it's pretty dang cool.
It's a good trailer. It's a real good trailer. It's
so many characters.
It's a lot of stuff being flashed on the screen. It's kind of hard to follow, especially if you're not
caught
immediately
up.
familiar with all of the characters. But it hits all the right points. It sure does. So good.
Do you think Steve Rogers will still be called Captain America? Or
I think he's going to be called deceased by the end of this movie.
Iron Man. My money's on Iron Man.
Iron Man.
You think Iron Man's going
to
die?
You think he wants to keep playing Iron Man?
I don't think Iron Man's going to die till the next one.
Yeah, here's the thing with that. I've heard that, and this isn't rumor. Kevin Feige from
Marvel has
stated. Kevin Feige from Marvel has stated.
Hey, we got some Swedish Chef in here.
Yeah, it's the Muppet episode. Yeah, no, he has stated that at the end of the fourth Avengers movie. That'll be 22 films in this series. This series is going to end,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, that's the end of the current MCU as we know it. Will be the next Avengers movie after this one.
Right. And Spider-Man Homecoming 2, whatever it's being called, is the beginning of the next huge major arc with new characters and everything.
That'd be kind of nice. That'd be nice and refreshing.
Yeah.
And the main reason is because Chris Evans, Robert Downey Jr., Mark Ruffalo, Scarlett Johansson, and Brett Ratner.
Chris Hemsworth
and Hawkeye.
Brett
Ratner, whatever his name is. I don't care.
Oh, Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
Clint Barton.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, all of their contracts are up. At the very least, all their contracts are up at the end of the Avengers Four, and none of them are signing back on. They're all going to be done.
They're done, though.
So there are a couple theories that I've heard about what's going to happen with all this. Either A, they're either all going to die or retire by the end of Avengers. At least one of them is going to end up dying. And my money's on Cap. Because what is more unifying than a guy in red, white, and blue dying for his friends and the world,
and
bringing everybody, both sides together, you know.
I mean, that's kind of what the death of the Captain
America
was.
There's history to that.
And either that or something's going to happen with the Infinity Gauntlet that's going to rewrite the universe where everything's close to the same but not quite, and everyone just conveniently looks a little different so they can recast.
Yeah.
Also, the hot rumor is the post- Avengers 4 new whatever is one of the main impetus behind Disney trying to acquire X-Men back from 20th Century Fox.
Oh, yes.
Because that way you would get your Spider-Mans with your X-Mens.
Yeah.
And they would already have like a pre-established stable of characters that everybody knows that they can jump right back and say, see, we don't need the Avengers. We have X-Men.
We have Wolverine.
Here it is. Have your Wolverines.
Oh my God, Doctor Doom could be the big villain.
Oh, we need Doom.
That's Sony, though.
Is that Sony?
It's Sony.
Oh no.
Well, they work with Sony.
They could do it. Oh sure, they could do it
if they could get Sony to go, hey, let's share these rights like we did with Spider-Man, because that made us both a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
I don't even want the Fantastic Four. I just want Doom.
Yeah, that's just it. Nobody wants the Fantastic Four. They just want Doom.
Why is Black Widow blonde?
Well, it's more like white hair, and I think what they're going to do is like her. There's always been some weird stuff with Black Widow where she may or may not be from like the 1930s, and she's been taking Infinity Serum. The same with original Nick Fury from the comics.
Yeah.
Where he's been around since like World War II, and it's just a life extending serum, and it's a derivative of the Super Soldier Serum, basically, and that. Now this is all conjecture. It could be something completely different. She could have just dyed her hair because she didn't want to look like Scarlet Witch.
Or the fact that she's just
a super spy.
It looks like she just went, I don't want to dye my hair anymore.
Yeah, and
they're like, okay,
that could be it. But But my guess is that it's something to do with she is starting to age again, and
but she doesn't look. It is blonde.
Is it blonde? It's blonde? Okay, well,
it's probably just a spy thing.
Probably, you know, she's probably undercover after the events of Civil War.
Yeah, so we've been dancing around it. This trailer prominently features Thanos,
the big villain they've been building up since the first Avengers movie.
And he doesn't look like a Thanos. He looks the least like Thanos that he has in any of his prior.
He's not even as purple as he's been.
He looks more tan than purple. He's not wearing his fancy hat.
Yeah.
His fancy boy hat.
His fancy boy hat. Okay, we've all had some pretty good goofs about what Thanos looks like in this. So, yeah, let's throw some out here. What does Thanos look like to you?
A shiny Wailord from Pokemon.
Okay.
I mean, look it up. Good. You probably have to look it up.
You have to look that one up. That one's a deep, yeah. But that's, yeah.
Well, I mean, you could slap a little color swap on him, and he could look like a Homer Simpson.
He could look like a Homer Simpson. I like...
Did you ever see that couch gag they did that was like a Miami Vice?
Yes, I saw that.
He looks like that
Homer looks that
Simpson.
Version of big muscle Homer Simpson,
with the couch car cheese thing.
Yeah.
I think he looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin about ready to give the Stone Cold Stunner to Iron Man.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Or he looks like the guy from Pawn Stars.
He kind of does.
He does look like the guy from Pawn Stars.
I mean,
Michael Chiklis.
I can give you about $50 for that.
For that Infinity Stone.
Yeah. But I'm going to have to bring in an expert.
Yeah. Loki.
This is my bud Loki. He knows all about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's worth about $20,000. I'll give you $5.
I'll give you $5 and not vaporize you.
Man, I hate that show.
It's not a good show.
I used to like that show, but I got... It gets old.
It's the same thing
over and over. So for a while, I liked it, and then I'm like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, that's pretty much
same with American Pickers.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Well, American Pickers is so staged.
Yeah.
Like, here's a pile of crap, and here's a $500 thing that I just pulled out of there. Whoa, how'd that happen?
But, like, when we were watching the trailer during the break again, I made the comment, he looks like the dude from S.H.I.E.L.D.
Michael Chiklis. Yeah.
For the people who don't remember, The Shield was a cop drama with a kind of dirty cop.
Kind of.
But not.
He's, got results.
Yeah, he was like a loose cannon.
Yeah.
Don't play any by any rules.
Yeah.
I'd have your badge if you didn't do right thing. I lost that one.
No, I think that's perfect.
He did really questionable things in that show.
Yeah. So beyond Thanos looking kind of, I mean, he looks fine.
Yeah, it works for the movie.
He looks a lot like Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
He's more pink than purple.
But again, it might be that they haven't fully color corrected, or maybe they'll look at comments from it and go, oh.
We better purple this
Let's purple him.
Or maybe with each Infinity Stone, he looks more
gets more purple.
Gets hit
him
more
with Thanos-y. The grape ray.
Yeah.
The graperizer.
That's a good one. That's a good one. All right. But no, I mean, this hit all the right buttons. It has a big old war scene. It has Black Panther.
And the Wakandans.
It has the Iron Mans and the Doctor Stranges. It has the Vision getting his headstone ripped off.
Yep.
It has everything.
You notice when he pulls out that yellow Infinity Stone out of the Vision, but then it cuts to him putting a blue one in the gauntlet, which is weird.
Well, the blue one is the Tesseract.
Yeah,
that
it's
Loki
the one that
has,
Loki
so.
Apparently gives to him.
Mm-hmm.
Or he takes from Loki.
At this point, probably takes from Loki.
And the Guardians show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good reveal for the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Really good, yeah. Did you notice the other, what was it, the other color stone that he had on his gauntlet was the green one, which means he has the Eye of Agamotto in this?
So
How did he get that from Doctor Strange?
By kicking his butt.
Probably by just kicking his butt right up between his ears. And at that point, what else do you need?
He probably did a magical Hadouken.
Not my boy, Stephen Strange.
Stephen Strange and his American accent.
Yeah. I want to cosplay Dr. Strange.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah.
I really liked that movie. I mean, I know you guys
don't
like...
I did too.
I enjoyed it.
Dr. Strange is my favorite MCU character. I don't know why. I couldn't tell you why that is, but
because
I
that
just,
movie is the most visually interesting, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just, I like the cool magic guy. I don't know.
It's just goofy because he has a terrible American accent. That's all. That's all I make fun of. Everything else about it is great.
Yeah. Awesome. I like all his like crazy artifacts that he has.
Yeah.
The Cloak of Levitation is probably my favorite thing.
Yeah.
It's basically magic carpet from Aladdin.
It is the magic carpet.
Yeah.
Except it kills people.
Man, well, yeah. But no, the trailer looks really, really good. I'm really excited about it. It was going to look good.
I think the reason we got it is because of the trailer leak before. So Marvel was just like, okay, here's...
Yeah, they were probably going to put it in front of Star Wars.
Here's the high-res one.
Here's the thing. I think we actually got it. Honestly, I'm not 100% sure the leak wasn't done internally.
Well,
because isn't it kind of interesting that the leak happened around the same time that Justice League was released?
That's a good point.
And, like, right after Thor came out.
Yeah.
Yep. So, trying to steal a little bit of Justice League Thunder by, whoopsie doodle, we leaked the trailer.
It's not the first time they've done it, dude. They did it before.
That happens.
They purposely leaked stuff.
Oh, it happens
right
all the time.
Right as the coals on Thor started to cool is exactly when it leaked, air quotes.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Then again, I'm a conspiracy guy. I see things where they're not there, so maybe that's not the case, but it kind of really looks like it is.
Yeah, put on your overcoat and your orange socks. There,
my tinfoil hat? I didn't get the
question.
Oh, the question. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
The official superhero of the Nerd Overload podcast.
Yeah. We should get Jeffrey Combs on here.
Yes.
I bet he'd do it. I bet we can interview Jeffrey Combs.
He's the best.
He's pretty great.
He's Herbert West. Yeah. Reanimator is my favorite horror movie.
It's a good movie.
Well, no, The Shining is, but...
Yeah.
Wait, which Shining?
The good one.
So the one that's not like the book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Kubrick one.
Yeah. All right, we're starting to kind of devolve into just random jibber-jabber here, so...
We've got to hit the cereal.
Oh, yeah, we got to hit it quick. We're out of time already, but we got to do it.
Super Mario cereal's coming, and the box is an amiibo.
It's an amiibo.
So Sam has to buy it.
Of course, now I have to get it.
I mean, it looks like Super Mario Lucky Charms, so I'll eat it.
Yeah, I would have bought it regardless.
Oh, yeah, I'll buy it anyway, but the fact that it's an amiibo means if you don't buy it the day it's released... It's going to be $60 on eBay.
The fact that it's an amiibo means they'll make five.
They'll make five of them. Yeah.
And then they'll release it again a year later.
If you're lucky.
But the box won't be as good.
No, and the box will be a different color.
Yeah. Yeah, a slightly different color.
It'll be Luigi.
Yeah, that's it. But yeah, it's cool. I'll get it. That's fine.
Now if they just re-release a Nintendo serial system...
That would be
back from 1989.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
So the Mario / Zelda cereal?
Yeah, one bag of Mario cereal, one bag of Zelda cereal in one box.
Excellent. Man, I'm hungry.
All right, well, hey, let's go ahead and wrap things up if you're hungry. If you've been listening to Nerd Overload, thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can also find us on all forms of social media, your Facebook, your Twitter, your Twitch, at Nerd Overload Now.
You can email us your serial opinions at staff@nerdoverload.com.
Please email us your serial opinions at staff@nerdoverload.com. We will read every single one of them, even on air.
Life cereal sucks.
It does.
# Reese Puzzle.
Come at me.
Life cereal is gross.
Okay, best cereal.
Like life itself.
Best cereal. What favorite? Let's go. Let's do this.
Okay, it is a real toss-up between Reese Puffs and peanut butter Captain Crunch. Those are my
favorite.
That'll
ruin your top of your mouth, dude.
It does not. Regular Captain Crunch, yes. Peanut butter Captain Crunch, no.
Okay.
Peanut butter Captain Crunch is good.
Yeah.
But Reese Puffs are amazing, too.
Reese Puffs are pretty good.
They are.
I'm pretty fond of Oops All Berries, even though it's Oops All Green.
Yeah.
I want to go with one of the obscure monster cereals. I'm going to say Yummy Mummy.
Oh, you would.
Are they really that obscure, though?
Yummy Mummy and Fruit Brew, yeah.
They don't exist anymore.
Because they produced them shortly, like three Halloweens ago, and I got both, and they're delicious.
Nice. I'm an old school Lucky Charms guy. I'll get down on some Lucky Charms.
Well, they're magically delicious.
They are. All right.
Your strawberries. What was it?
Strawberry squiggles?
Yeah. All right. So we mentioned all the social media. The only one that's not Nerd Overload now is YouTube. You can do a search for us over there. We're still waiting on some of those subscribers. We have 11. Whoa. We've broken 90. We have 89 more to go before we can change it and make it.
Stranger Things in here because we got an 11.
We got an 11. Yes, that's right. Hi, number 11.
YouTube TV.
Yeah. Nerd Overload TV.
Nerd Overload TV, yes.
Nerd
yes.
Overload TV, that's
you,
it.
Maybe you mouth breather. We got 11.
We're losing it. We were on iTunes and Stitcher. Most of the episodes are up. I'm going to work on it some more this weekend. Hopefully I can get the rest of them up this weekend. Maybe start at episode 35 or 36. That's about where it gets good.
Yeah.
But if you really, really are itching for it, go back to number one. Why not? We joke. We're funny. The ha-ha laugh.
Back when we used to do it in the car.
Yeah, we had a couple car casts. That's right. Yeah, we had a couple
Tell your
of
friends. Check out the show.
Yeah.
Word of mouth is what makes it go.
That's
share
the way
us
it goes.
On your social medias.
That's yes. Yeah. That is more helpful than anything right now is share us on social media. Anyway, thank you all for tuning in, and we will be back next week.
Peace out.